the vision for your life is being fulfilled by the outcomes that you're working towards. Your outcomes will tell you whether or not you've achieved your vision. And of course, in order to achieve your outcomes, you have to set deadlines so that you're on track. You create to-do lists. You create things that you complete on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, so that you're moving in a coordinated direction. So let's talk about each one of these three pieces, and then I'm going to give you an exercise that will let you make all this very, very clear. First, vision. Realize before you do any of this stuff that you and I, we're entrepreneurs, and we look at the world a little bit differently. We're quote-unquote high achievers compared to the masses of the average person. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way to put those people down, but in general, compare yourself as an entrepreneur to people in your family, either immediate family or extended family or friends, who are not entrepreneurs, who kind of just go through their life or their days or whatever. In autopilot mode. They don't think about things like a vision for their life. And what is a vision? Really, a vision is looking into your heart and asking yourself, what do you want out of your lifetime? What do you want to make out of your life? And if you look at the first check mark there, I call it like a closed eye ideal picture. If you were to close your eyes right now and paint a picture of your ideal life, just thinking about this makes you happy, fulfilled, excited, passionate. What does your life look like? What is that vision? In all different areas of your life, not just in your entrepreneur world, although that's a huge component of it. Most entrepreneurs, your business dominates your life, and that's fine. That's good. Your work, you love your work, so it's part of your life. But other areas as well. What does your family life look like? What does your relationship with your children or your parents or your spouse look like or your friends look like? How does your health and fitness pan out? What about your contribution world? So many people get fulfillment from donating not only their money but their time, contributing their time to other people or to worthwhile organizations or causes. So what is that vision? Start painting that picture. And I'm sure you've already done some of this, but the purpose of this course, of this fundamentals section of this course, is to get you very closely in tune for what your vision is, because your vision is what is going to get you out of bed in the mornings. This is what's going to make you come alive. It's the third point there. This is your reasons why you do what you do, the reasons why you're building your business, the driving force behind staying up late, getting up early, putting in the extra hours, sacrificing, like me, sacrificing a job, a guaranteed salary that I had, sacrificing that for a number of reasons, but sacrificing that for something bigger. But I want you to tune into what your vision is and to solidify it in your mind so that at any moment you can close your eyes, see the vision that you're working towards, and instantly you'll feel inspired. You'll be able to do whatever it takes to get the job done, whatever it is you're working on today in this moment. Next, outcomes. Once you paint this picture in your mind, the closed eye ideal picture, you need a way of fulfilling that vision. Your outcomes, as I'm labeling in this course, you can call it what you want, but outcomes are the physical manifestation of that vision. So these are major goals and projects. When you complete them, you can look at that and say, my vision is now a reality, right? So I often call these long-term goals or things that you're working towards. You can't necessarily say, well, I want an outcome of, let's go back to my previous example, best-selling author, and just get to work on that today, and that's going to come to fruition tomorrow. I mean, in all likelihood, it's going to take a while, right? So big outcomes that fulfill your vision are going to be things that you progress towards, you work towards. An outcome might be transforming your body from, you know, way too much body fat, unhealthy, eating and living conditions, to peak physical conditioning. That doesn't happen overnight. It's something you progress towards. But again, once that outcome is hit or achieved, your vision is now a reality. You've taken it from your mind, from an ethereal type of plane, to a physical plane. Other people can now acknowledge it and say, yes, you've achieved your vision. Good job. So that's what our outcomes do for us. Deadlines is where the rubber meets the road. Deadlines are the actions, the to-dos that you are going to attack every single day as an entrepreneur. You need to get up in the morning ready to just hammer your to-do list because you have deadlines pushing you in the direction of your outcomes. Your deadlines are your short-term, your immediate goals and projects that you're working on. It's your to-do list. And the most important thing about deadlines, the very nature of the word deadline, is that they have a due date. But they don't just have a due date, right? You can see the biggest word on that screen. They have accountability tied into them. When you have a deadline, you have something you're working on. It's something that's important to you. You've identified it because that it's something that is moving you towards an outcome, which is fulfilling a vision, which is making you happy. This is something you want. So your due dates need accountability built in to make sure you stay on track, because in those moments, the minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day type of work, it is very easy for us to detach ourselves from that vision, to forget where we're going. And so if we don't have things keeping us on track, keeping us accountable and motivated, we can easily fall off course. And that's when we can become very unproductive. We start losing hours, days, weeks, months, and before we know it, years go by and we have not achieved any of our vision. And that's when things can start to get really depressing. Your business can start falling and flat on its face and failing. And that's okay if you've been doing that so far, but now it's time to correct it with this course. It's time to correct it by creating real deadlines and real accountability. I'm going to give you an exact example of how to do this in just a moment. So let's talk about the real motivation here. Looking at our foundation, right? Visions, outcomes, deadlines. Your vision is your inspiration, that inner passion that you feel. It pulls you towards, it pulls you through the things that you're working on, right? So when you, let's say, one of the things I do, and I hope I can inspire you through this course to start doing it too, is I get up really early in the morning because I do my best work early in the morning. And if I happen to get everything done and it's noon, I'm okay with that. And I still have energy left. I can keep going, but I love to get up early and work. But it's my vision. It's that inspiration I get from visualizing those things coming true in the future, that feeling I get from anticipating that happening is that pull. It's pulling me towards it. But it doesn't necessarily have the power that the push of motivation, that the push of having a deadline does. In the heat of the moment, when you need to get something done, your inspiration, it's like the pain pleasure motivation. If you ever listen to Tony Robbins, he talks about this, right? Pain versus pleasure. We all aspire to do things that give us pleasure, right? We want to do things that make us happy. We want to have a fit, trim body, but in the moment, the pleasure of eating the ice cream is more real to us than the future vision of us being healthy and thin and fit. And so we need to deliberately create and implement and insert motivation, i.e. deadlines and accountability, into our lives to push us towards that vision where the pull isn't as strong. The push will always be stronger. And these deadlines are what is what's going to literally allow you to do that. And it's up to you to create it. You see, you can deliberately create push incentives into your life, and you can do it in a way that there's no way out. So you have to do it. And if you do, if you make these decisions very analytically, and I'm going to give you an exact way of thinking about this in just a second, then you have no choice but to succeed. And that's really cool. If you look at the quote on the screen here, a goal without real consequences is wishful thinking. And that pretty much sums this up, this whole discussion of motivation, up into a nice sentence, a nice single phrase. If there is no consequences for you skipping out on this particular task or skipping out on this sequence of tasks that you know you need to do to hit that outcome, if there's no consequence, there's a very good chance you're not going to do it. However, if there is a consequence, and the consequence is pain and something you'd rather avoid, then it's going to be way easier for you to stick to those things that you know you need to be doing and that ultimately you want to do, so you will do them. This is a powerful quote. I suggest that you live by this. I am trying to live by this on a daily basis, and it works, so I suggest you do it too. So let's now look at exercise number one. This is, if you look at it on the screen here, it's a PDF called foundation.pdf. It will be inside of your download area. And it's broken into the three sections that we just covered: ultimate vision, or V, major outcomes, O, and then deadlines, D. and it's really your opportunity to print this out. So the PDF is a single page, and all you need to do is print it out. In fact, I'd say print out a handful of these, you know, 5 or 10, because you'll be updating them and they'll be changing and morphing over time, especially that bottom section, because you're going to have tons and tons of deadlines and to-do lists and tasks, or whatever you want to call them, as you work towards your vision, right? There's going to be new projects that come up, new ideas that you're working on, and so there's always going to be new stuff in the bottom. The stuff in the top left and even the major outcomes will also sort of morph and change, but not nearly as much as the bottom. And you'll see I've given you a little description of exactly what to do there. In a nutshell, top left, you're going to be listing your ultimate vision of your life. You're going to paint in the picture. What is that closed eye vision? What do you want? You can get as detailed as you want. My suggestion is to pick some major bullet points that sort of demonstrate or articulate, what it is you see yourself doing. If you want to create the feeling, that ultimate feeling of success in your body, then what are the things that you need to picture? These are the things you write down in your vision statement there. Your major outcomes are the large goals that are going to help you realize that vision, right? So this is, writing that book, building the business, achieving a certain amount of money, putting a certain amount of money in the bank, completing some kind of project, like large project or joint venture or partnership deal or negotiation. I don't know what it is for you. It's going to be different for each and every person. But these major outcomes prove to everyone else, somebody else can look at those and say, yes, that was your vision, and I can see your vision now because it's here in reality. The deadlines along the bottom are the tasks, the sequence of tasks that you're going to be following and completing so that your outcomes get achieved, that you reach them one day. So we've talked about this framework, and the key thing here is your deadlines, right? Those deadlines are your actions, your day-to-day things that you're working on that are going to move you in the direction of that vision that's so important to you. And in order to stay on track, the CEO approach, making success inevitable, this is something I really want you to consider. It's the analytical approach I mentioned earlier. Imagine you've just hired somebody, like a CEO, or maybe you're just the CEO, I don't care, just you've hired a business coach, whatever you want to call it, to develop your success plan, to guarantee that the vision that you've written down is going to become a reality. You want to make sure that that vision becomes a reality. If that's the case, you've written outcomes. What deadlines must you set in order to make sure that those outcomes come true and come to pass, right? If you want those things to happen, to come true, you've got to set deadlines and you've got to make sure you stick to them. Now, if you've set the deadlines, imagine you had to report to this person exactly what your progress is going to be, and your success and your paycheck is determined by how you do with these deadlines, right? If you went and got a job, right, at a big blue chip Fortune 500 type of company, you sat down with your new manager, and your manager said, okay, over the course of the next year, we want you to do these things. These are your development plan for the year, and we're going to check in from time to time, but at the end of the year, we need you here in order for you to get your promotion, to get your raise, and so on. You're going to do those things. You're going to slowly and steadily work towards those. Well, not slowly, but you're going to work towards those, and you are going to be held accountable not only by your boss, but your boss's executive team and their executive team and so on. And if you don't hit these things, you're going to lose your job. You need to approach your business with the exact same level of intensity, if not more. And this is where I see a lot of entrepreneurs and solo entrepreneurs who work all alone with nobody holding them accountable. This is where they fail. If you literally program and plan your deadlines with accountability so that there's no wiggle room, you can't get out of them. And you can create accountability by being accountable to other people, right? I talked about my example of launching a product, and other promotional partners are expecting me to do that. That's what I'm talking about here. Make yourself accountable to other people for all of your deadlines. You can deliberately do this for every task, every deadline that you want to do. In fact, you can live your day-to-day agenda like this. Now, you might say, well, that's a pretty stressful way of doing it. Well, yes and no. It's pretty stressful to not hit your vision, to not hit your goals and your outcomes in life. That, to me, that is extremely stressful. It's incredibly rewarding when you complete the things that you set out to do. And if you get them done ahead of time, and if you meet success early rather than delaying your success, that feel there's no feeling like it, honestly, and you know that's the case. So why not use all of these triggers, this push motivation to your advantage, and give yourself no way out, no wiggle room, guaranteeing your success.